This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the United States caseload of coronavirus infections surged to the most in the world. The U.S. passed China with more than 85,000 cases, and Italy, which also exceeded 80,000. The total number of infections is said to have surpassed 530,000. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday his administration is preparing new coronavirus guidelines that would characterize U.S. counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk, and declared that American people have to get back to work. Mr. Trump said he told state governors earlier in the day in a letter that his administration would be updating his guidance on social distancing related to the pandemic. The president will receive recommendations this weekend from his advisors about the next steps in the battle to stop the coronavirus and reignite the U.S. economy. Mr. Trump in recent days has latched on to the notion that the cure for the pandemic should not be worse than the disease and has targeted a return to a semblance of normalcy for the economy by Easter Sunday, April 12th. The U.S. Congress is poised to take the next step in approving an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package that will provide one-time checks for most Americans and significant enhancements to unemployment benefits. Both will provide much-needed help to those recently laid off into financially stressed households as the coronavirus shuts down much of the economy. Iranian media reports nearly 300 people have been killed, more than 1,000 sickened by ingesting toxic methanol across the Islamic Republic out of the false belief that it kills the new coronavirus. It says messages forward through social media about people surviving the virus by drinking whiskey and using alcohol-based hand sanitizer. This is VOA News. As hospitals and nursing homes desperately search for hand sanitizer amid the coronavirus outbreak, federal regulators are preventing ethanol producers from providing millions of gallons of alcohol that could be transformed into the germ-killing mixture. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's roadblock has been frustrating the healthcare and ethanol industries, which have been calling for relaxed regulation to deal with the public health care emergency. The problem for the ethanol industry is that most plants make food-grade ethanol, and it's a step below the highest pharmaceutical grade. As the United States works overtime to screen thousands for the novel coronavirus, a new blood test offers the chance to find out who may have immunity, a potential game changer in the battle to contain infections and get the economy back on track. Several academic laboratories and medical companies are rushing to produce these blood tests, which can quickly identify disease-fighting antibodies in people who already have been infected but may have had mild or no symptoms at all. This is different from the current, sometimes hard-to-come-by diet diagnostic test that draw on a nasal swab to confirm an active infection. Several private companies have begun selling blood tests for COVID-19 antibodies outside the United States, including California-based BioAmerica, Inc., who said its test sells for less than $10. The company already has orders from Europe and the Middle East. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed into law an act that requires increased U.S. support for Taiwan internationally, which will likely infuriate a China already angry with Mr. Trump's criticism of the handling of the coronavirus outbreak. The Taiwan Allies International Protection and Enhancement Initiative, signed into law Thursday with strong bipartisan support, requires the U.S. State Department to report to Congress on steps taken to strengthen Taiwan's diplomatic relations. It also requires the United States to alter engagement with nations that undermine Taiwan's security or prosperity. China claims democratic and separately ruled Taiwan as its own territory and regularly describes Taiwan as its most sensitive and important issue in ties with the United States. The U.S. Justice Department has indicted Venezuela's socialist leader, Nicolas Maduro, and several key aides on charges of narco-terrorism. The department has accused them of conspiring with Colombian rebels to flood the United States with cocaine. The sweeping action is bound to heighten tensions between Washington and Caracas. The U.S. State Department is offering rewards of up to $55 million for information leading to the arrest of convictions of Maduro and his associates. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.